This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Adult Video Warehouse believes that sexy is for everybody. They've been boosting sexual confidence and exploration in South Florida for over 20 years. Check out their beautifully remodeled stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach today. AdultVideoWarehouse.net.
I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
Here we go. Happy Monday. It is the KVJ After the Show podcast on National Microwave Day.
Ooh, really running out of shit, aren't they?
This is your day, friend.
No, I love microwave.
You love microwave.
I actually think it's the microwave industry trying to say, hey, wait, we're not just a product of the 80s. Forget about your air fryers. We're still here.
You're right. I get it.
I feel like the microwave might soon be the VCR.
I get shit a lot of times when I promote microwavable foods. Some people don't get it. I don't think you're a big microwavable food person, Virginia.
I'm just not. I mean, my girlfriend got in my head quite a few years ago. She told me that the microwave is bad, and not only is it bad to stand around it while it's going, but it's also bad because of whatever those waves are it puts in the food.
Microwaves,
and yeah.
She got in my head because I was thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, you know.
It is odd. As I've gotten older, I don't nearly eat as much microwavable food. It doesn't taste as good to me.
I believe in environmental things can cause tumors, cancer, problems, issues. And I think, you know, the more we surround ourselves with all these electromagnetic fields, the more we increase our chances of growing weird shit in our body.
Well, back in the day, I was just young and dumb and just full of just stupid shit in my head.
I know the saying.
And I would think, oh, putting a slice of pizza in the microwave, it doesn't make a difference. It's just heating it up for me. No, motherfucker, young Jay Bird, it does make a difference. It changes the entire structure of the pizza.
And yeah. What does that do to the chemical composition of the pizza? Now, when you eat it, is it you're putting something in your body that maybe isn't supposed to be there?
I don't give a fuck about any of that. At this point, I feel like it's already curtains. It's already lights out for me at this point.
You're done.
You're giving up on life?
No, I'm not giving up, but I just don't think I can make such a great adjustment. Oh, I'm going to stop eating microwavable food, therefore I'll be this health nut. Nah, I've been doing this since I was three.
Hard habits.
It's not as good as I remembered. There's not as many good options.
They've just made it so easy, too, with the microwave. And if you've got kids, you know, time is precious. They're screaming that they're hungry and they want food now, and the microwave gives you that power.
We used to put some gross-ass shit in the microwave. We would cook hot dogs and they would split. We would put, fish sticks in the mic. Bleh.
Yeah.
Every time you say fish sticks, it sounds like fish dicks.
Well, I was told to eat them because it's supposed to make your penis grow. That's what I was told.
Yeah. How did that work out?
It did not.
Who's telling you that?
One of my family members.
Okay.
Male or female?
I don't want to give names. I get in trouble when I start giving names.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's the question. Can we live without a microwave? KJ had said, yeah, I lived without a microwave for a while a few years ago, and it sucked a lot. And yeah, come to think of it, you know, I get my meals delivered. I pop them in the microwave, and so it's still a big part of what I deal with.
We still need her.
But I know the air fryer has really come on strong, and everybody's like, it seemed like, yeah, put anything in the air fryer.
I used to make microwavable pizzas. The microwave, you put a pizza in the microwave, I'm talking about like the ones designed for it, like your Celeste, they come out so chewy.
It's not the same as the oven. It's just not, especially on pizza.
You got to be careful, too, though, with the oven. If you're trying to reheat pizza, you can fuck it up just as bad reheating it in the oven as you can in the microwave.
I like it on a skillet.
That might be the safer way to do it. You put it in the oven, it dries it out.
Because the crust, the outside will get crispy, but then it can still stay doughy on that part of the dough that doesn't touch the pan.
Okay.
Pizza just brings me so much happiness.
We know.
It really does. I know. I know y'all know that. It's the small things.
Yeah. Loves him some pizza.
Is there any food in your life right now that gives you that much happiness? Is it the wings?
I like the chicken wings. Yeah, that would probably be my thing.
Still doing it with the Publix stuff?
Yeah, the Publix wings. They're tough to beat, but there's a lot of other places. I'm starting to get my repertoire so that I know I'm on a Flanagan's kick. Flanagan's wings are solid. The ribs are very good. So
they do got good ribs.
Kind of got on a little bit of a Flanagan's kick here lately.
Flanagan's.
Oh, Rawson's getting me hungry again.
Yeah. You just ate a whole plate of cheese blintzes.
It was a small plate. It was. I could have done damage. It was.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people down there breathing on food.
We got there quick, but there was already an assembling of mouth breathers.
It was confusing, too, because you kind of didn't know what line, like where it started and where it didn't.
Yeah, so it was weird because there's meat on both ends and pastry in the middle, but it was the same meat on both ends. And so if you went through the line, you were like, oh, wait, I've already seen this meat.
There was buffet line confusion, and I accidentally cut a woman, and then I realized I cut her, and I could feel her judgment. So then I awkwardly apologized and had her cut me, but then I don't think she knew what the fuck I was talking about. It just turned awkward. Food buffet lines, bro.
He still hasn't figured out how to navigate social situations.
Oh, whatever. You got some fucking nerve. At least I didn't go up to our own listeners and say, you ready to die? At least I don't have that on my track record.
I was overserved.
You got some fucking balls over there.
Got some other follow-up stories from what we were talking about, too, about those robberies that happened, the follow-home robberies. Somebody said, yeah, it's not new. I went to a Best Buy in Boynton. I purchased a laptop for my niece's quinceañera, and I put it in my trunk, went to Target right next door. I parked in the first parking spot at the front of the store, and they smashed my window, went around again, popped open my trunk, went back around the lot again, and then came and took it out of my trunk and took off with my bags. I was devastated.
When evil is prepared and you're not expecting it, yeah, they're going to win a lot of the times. If you're just chilling on autopilot, who's expecting your shit to always get stolen?
You're right. And that's why you can't be on autopilot at the holidays. Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to do. You got to keep your wits about you and always assume that there's somebody watching you.
Yep.
They even had another, because I went down that little rabbit hole. I saw the one video on Inside Edition, and it showed the woman with the kid come in and they rob her. And then it kept on playing all these other videos. There was this little kid walking home from his, like two houses down, this car followed them, trying to get him in the car. The whole thing's caught on the door cam.
Oh, my gosh.
He starts throwing rocks at the car. The car starts backing in like they're going to grab him.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. All those door cams are catching everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said, conclusion of the story, they wound up founding the people. They did 8 months because we did press charges.
Good.
Good.
They said that they were guys from Miami that were doing this. So, and this was up in Port St. Lucie, so they were traveling.
They are. They're traveling
to make this happen.
They're going, and then they're with one purpose. I see Virginia with a nice bracelet. Ooh, she's got a little Gucci coochie bag over there. Okay.
I have a Gucci coochie.
Fancy ass.
If my Gucci coochie's sticking out, I've dressed improperly. And they better watch the fuck out, because I got a flamethrower.
But if you're not expecting it, even with all of her weapons, they could still get her. They can still get you. If you're not expecting it.
You're right.
You're trying to grab your fucking taser as they're robbing you.
Yeah. It's because they're prepared. You're not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So always assume they're watching you. When you're in the parking lot, when you're in the store, when you're doing anything like that, assume you're being watched.
Well, keep an eye. Just as you're getting closer to your house, if you're a couple turns away is when I would start paying attention. And if there's a car behind you and they just so happen to magically keep taking the same turns, just be mindful of that and don't turn down your street. Continue going. Somebody said, I had a car following me like a month ago, and it was kind of crazy because I have my kids with me. So I'm thinking, my gosh, I am the perfect victim here. And so I started making a bunch of random turns, and they continued to follow me. And I guess once they realized that, okay, they were onto it, and I was just leading them on a wild goose chase, they finally pulled off. My next move, I drove to a police precinct to just make sure that I was okay, and then they followed me home.
So. Have you guys ever been followed in a car before, knowing that it's definitely going on? It's very creepy.
I don't know if I have.
Mm-mm. You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's possible.
Yeah, no, it never happened for me, but that's something you got to keep an eye on.
You think it hasn't happened, Ralston? Maybe I've done it.
Have you? Okay. Oh, yeah. If you have, I went to my house and continued about my day.
It was the most boring tale.
Good luck with the queen, because if she figures out that you're following her, she'll stop the car at a red light and beat your ass.
Well, it would just be bizarre. Bird, why are you following us?
Yes.
what are you doing?
Hey, Bird, what you doing? Another interesting scam. People keep sending us the photos of the violin playing families.
They're everywhere, Kevin.
Yeah, I know. Kristen sent this one in. The music family spotted at the Costco on Royal Palm. There's a mom, dad, small baby, and a little girl.
Do they get on this network? Is there a chat room where they all go, okay,
yeah,
fake family over here? How are you guys doing with numbers?
It seems like there's so many families doing it where they play the fake violins to the music that... Yeah, is there a network where they say, hey, no, today I'm doing the Publix at the Publix Common Shopping Center?
Well, because I know...
Is there a pimp scheduling them?
Well,
right.
Or just a... Yeah.
Are they not even a family?
Or is there someone just lead? I know when I told you guys about those, they're YouTubers and they set up basically to catch a predator style.
Yeah.
They're all over the country. So there's a hub and then they all kind of have their own little region and division. But there is one person in charge, I think, that kind of sets the whole
thing
off.
That's what I'm wondering, because if you've seen multiple families at one place at the same time.
No, you don't see that.
Right.
So yeah,
it's gotta be a network.
That would lend itself to the fact that it's probably a network that's more orchestrated than we think.
I bet it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, I gotta fucking, we gotta blow the lid off.
Yeah, you gotta crack this.
Okay, let me ask that. Are the KVJ Nation, would you guys be interested in that? Or are you guys over that? If I really got a camera and tried to interview them and got to the bottom of that, is that something we want or fuck that?
I don't think all of them speak good English too, so you're gonna have to figure out losing this thing in translation.
And I don't think that they'd be very honest with you.
That's what I think they would like. That would be the drama of it, though. The Facebook Live confrontation.
Well, you need to go up there and try to play with them.
Well,
in the band.
I would try to do something fun with it. Yeah, I'm not going to be a dick. I'm really not. I say confrontation. No. I just mean...
We don't want to be a dick. Because, look, they're out there trying to hustle. And who knows? Maybe they are legitimately a family. I'm just blowing smoke.
I want answers. But if I brought up my guitar and started jamming with them, is that too much?
Ask for a plug-in?
Yeah.
Can I get a plug in, yo?
Hey, you fuckers want a jam?
Say that to the kid.
That actually, I remember we did that one time at the Salvation Army with the bell ringer. Remember we walked in with different instruments?
That was so fun. So it started off with, I think, Kevin hitting like a little drum.
Yeah.
Then I came in with the guitar.
Yeah.
And we acted like we didn't know each other.
Yeah, just like, hey, what do we do? It's just an impromptu jam session.
We started to jam. Yeah. It didn't sound too bad either.
No, it didn't. Maybe you could do that with the violin players.
I think this time that we see how many people we can add to the band before it just goes out of control.
We should go do some fun stuff like that.
That'd be a fun video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have the bell ringers out. I gave money to one on Saturday.
I have so many instruments at my crib right now, so I got an instrument for everybody here.
Let's do
this.
We
all could do it.
Okay.
Different instruments.
Another type of scam thing. See, Czar is saying, hey, those Grinch bots, they are a plague on the retail world and the gaming community. It's near impossible to get anything in 2020 and 2021 because of these shopping bots that you were talking about like a week or so ago, Kev. COVID is forcing more online sales at the same time, lowering production rates because of a lack of material. It's making it even worse. There is an article in videogameschronicle.com that talks about the Xbox Series X or the PS5 at a 200 to 300% markup because these shopping bots get it, pay it at the regular price, and then they resell it for that markup.
Wow.
Yeah, the price of the limited run Halo Infinite Xbox Series, I've seen a 400% markup. When that console was released for the 20th anniversary of Halo, it all but sold out in a second. Then an hour later, you could find hundreds of them on sites like eBay for a 400% markup. The bill, if passed, will be a blessing to everyday consumers. So it sounds like they're trying to legislate these shopping bots and get rid of them because they're only used as a tool to, in a sense, steal from consumers.
To drive up the prices.
Right.
And to create all this demand.
Yeah.
And not leaving it to a free market to be able to buy.
I feel like eBay people are being dicks right now. Maybe because it's the holiday. I feel like everything's jacked up.
I bought some stuff off Etsy. I've so far had a really good time with that Etsy.
I like Etsy because it seems to be a little bit cleaner. A lot of stuff I get doesn't seem to have a shipping cost to it, although
It's built in there, probably.
I was shocked. I bought an $8 candle, and the shipping was $20. I was like, damn it.
They do got some cool, bizarre things. That would be a fun thing for you to look on, Kev, for Buckeye shit.
What's yeah, that? They have everything. Mm-hmm. If you have any kind of quirk, like if you like how my panda loves Josh Allen from the Buffalo Bills. I went on Etsy and just searched Josh Allen stuff, and there's so much fun, cute, homemade, but really cute and crafty gifts with Josh Allen on it.
It's people that have legit talent that are not part of a corporation. They're doing their own little thing. I found a, you're only going to find this on an Etsy. I found a UFO taking a pizza up to space.
Wow.
Where are you going to find that at?
In your face, Elon Musk.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, it's a painting, it's a frame. You can't find that shit anywhere, but that's it.
Let me see here. Got a couple more emails. This from Jessica said, I saw this post on Facebook, thought it was amusing. Says, I don't mean to be a Grinch. However, to those of you who are placing Christmas lights and decorations in your yards, would you please avoid anything that has red or blue flashing lights together? Every time I come around the corner, I think it's the police, and I have a panic attack. I have to brake hard, toss my margarita out the window, fasten my seatbelt, throw my phone on the floor, turn my radio down, and push the gun under the seat, all while trying to drive. It's just too much drama, even for Christmas. Thank you for your cooperation and understanding.
Damn, they got the 5-0 lights.
There are lights that are on Village Boulevard, a route that I take to work every single day. They're putting up a new apartment complex, and for some reason they have maybe a security box, and it has red and blue flashing lights right beside each other. And if you're a quarter of a mile down the road every day, I'm like, what are the cops? And I'm like, oh, that's right. It's their stupid box blinking. It throws me off and freaks me out because I'm coming to work in the pitch of darkness, and there's always something sketchy going on that street.
It has to be the same thing I deal with every single time because it gets me every morning. I'm coming off of 95, and I'm making a right by that racetrack, and it's behind me. I see a blue and a red light, and it looks like the fucking cops pulling me over.
Yeah, maybe they're doing it on security boxes now to get attention, but they're the same lights as you would see on a cop car, and they flash. And so from distance, you're just like, that's a cop car.
It gets me every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, autopilot.
So I get, in a sense, I know that she's joking, but I get what she's saying.
I'm coming. There was a green light on the ramp. I almost hit a homeless guy that was darting out. So you're like, oh, fuck the homeless guy. What the hell? I almost hit this son of a bitch.
And then, fuck, comma, the homeless guy. Not fuck the homeless guy.
No, you're right. There's a comma.
You got to put a comma there.
Not fuck the homeless guy.
You didn't pause.
That sweet homeless guy I almost hit.
He's so sexy.
So now I'm thinking
punctuation's a big thing.
I make it right.
And let's do him.
See these lights. Oh, shit. The 5-0 things I hit. It's fucking homeless guy. You're right. Comma. So important.
It is very important. Yes. You don't want the cops pulling you over for fucking a homeless guy.
No. Oh, my gosh. No. You'd be so on the news.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
disgraceful.
Do you know why I pulled you over? Fuck the homeless guy.
You fucked a homeless guy, and then you confessed.
Yeah. Let me see other stuff that we got going on here. I saw this question. It was kind of an interesting one. Can you remember the first and last CD you purchased?
Oh, my.
First and last CD. They were asking people. I remember my first CD. I got it because it was such a value. It was Kiss Double Platinum because it was just chock full of every Kiss hit to that point that you needed.
Did you say like, hit or shit?
Oh, hit, Virginia. This is just chock full of Kiss hits.
As much as I give Kiss a hard time, they're a band. There's got to be some songs you like by them.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're here to kiss Kevin's ass.
Thank you, Jay. Yeah.
About
I appreciate
Kiss.
That.
Yeah. Double you like Kiss because Kevin likes Kiss.
Completely true.
So, but I'm trying to remember the last CD that I purchased, and it probably, when did you stop needing CDs? Around 2010, probably 11 years ago?
Yeah.
Is the last time I actually probably went in and bought a CD, and I don't remember the last CD I bought, and I can't see myself ever buying a CD because I don't have any way to even rip that because, your laptops don't have that drive anymore. put a CD in.
You're right. They don't.
Yeah, I think the first CD I got was Billy Joel's Greatest Hits 1 and 2.
Okay.
Because it was a double CD. And then I think the last one I got was a Ben Folds CD.
Okay.
Probably, yeah, 2008 maybe.
Yeah.
Dang.
2009.
That's a long time.
Yeah, so the first one's easy. I just can't remember the last CD that I bought. Because I'm sure when I bought it, I didn't think, hey, dude, this is going to be the last CD you ever bought.
I mean, they always gave us shitty promotional CDs for radio. Oh, cool.
Yeah, but no, this is the one that you went out and
purchased.
Yeah, your own money on.
Gosh, I can't even remember.
Oh, you old and you do not. Yeah, your shit's gonna be.
Oh, Kev, it was Dolly Parton.
Oh, you know, I've bought CDs out at events when, like, somebody just came off the stage and they're selling their CD.
Don't count you. That's a sympathy buy. Does not count. Don't really like the music.
And I was drunk.
Supporting the artist. Yeah, you play it back the next day. You're like, what the fuck did I buy? Something you willingly went out and bought.
It never came out the cellophane.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Kev, that, terrible answer.
Damn.
Probably Mariah Carey.
Oh, that number ones. That was a great CD.
Wow, I mean, that was so long ago.
So many hits. I know I bought that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I got to try to figure that out.
You bought a Bare Naked Ladies CD. That might have been the last one.
Yeah, you might be right.
Mm-hmm. Why do I know that and you don't? Weird. All weird.
Because you're very interested in everything I do.
No, just I think annoying people stick out to me more. They're easier to retain when it comes to bullshit.
You love me and you love the Bare Naked Ladies. Say it.
I do.
I don't know if you saw your Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is the first holiday song to hit 10 million in sales.
Dang, girl.
Yeah, she doesn't, you know, why even sweat doing anything else?
That song is written with a natural groove.
It is.
It just is. The way they wrote that song just has a natural, from the drum to the bass line.
And when she wrote it, she really didn't think it was going to be what it is.
She didn't like it.
She didn't love it.
And I'm not sure how much she had involved with the actual writing part of the instruments, but just everything about, whether you like that song or not, the way they wrote it, it got a real good groove to it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
it's a good pop hit.
Mm-hmm. And she's just, for how many years, been racking in money on that.
And it's not as if that's her only song.
Oh, not
she's
at all.
She's a legend. As annoying as she is to me,
yeah,
she's got a massive catalog.
It's kind of what's crazy about it, because what will the next generation think of when they think of Mariah Carey? There's probably a lot of people in the next 10 to 20 years will think she was a one-hit wonder.
You could argue her goofiness takes away really what she has done in the music industry. She's such a, I'm a diva.
In the 90s, it was
unreal. She really was king shit of fuck mountain.
Every song went to number one, stayed at number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was impressive. She had
it says
number.
Here on the list, on the liner notes for the song, it's only her and one other dude named Walter.
Okay.
So there you go. She wrote the words, and I think he's the composer.
That makes sense.
Okay. Well, Walter is a rich bitch.
Yeah. Who the fuck is Walter?
Walter signed a good deal with that one.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Walter, formerly nicknamed Baby Love in the 1980s, is a Brazilian-American musician, record producer, and composer of Russian descent. He did the music for All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Okay. And what else did he do? Who else was he with? Does it say?
Hold on. You got a minute?
Yeah, what else you got?
Other songs written by Walter. He wrote for Kenny G. He wrote for Savage Garden.
Oh, my gosh.
That really will put you to sleep.
Everybody I hate. Kenny G.
Man, fuck this Walter.
Yeah, who writes Mariah Carey's songs? Mostly Mariah Carey. I'm looking at 52 different songs right here. Mariah Carey, Mariah Carey, Mariah Carey, Mariah Carey.
Good. I love that.
Hmm. She should get the money.
Oh, if you write the song, you should get the fucking money. Agreed. You don't want to hear any more about the Russian guy that no one gives a fuck about, Kev?
Why don't you sit and spin on my middle finger, bitch?
Sit and spin.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a... outdated fucking 1940s term.
Well, look at me. I'm outdated.
Go sit on it, bird.
Let me see. I saw that Vanilla Ice had come out with his style guide promoting products that he wears. Everything from his shoes to his accessories, hats, hair care, cologne, even the sunglasses he chooses, to the food that he likes to eat, and even the music he listens to is all part of it. It is kind of interesting just to see what people do, where, what they subscribe to the most, especially if it's stuff that they go out and buy on their own. It's not part of, they did an endorsement deal to promote it, so yeah, they're doing it because they're getting paid. He said that his shoes are the Nike Air Jordans he goes for. They're the 5 Dernbecker. They run you $1,600. That's crazy. And have you seen the old school Air Jordans are really popular now?
They are.
They're back big
they
time.
Are.
My daughter was wearing a pair of them, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so badass. And we were going around shopping, went to several different really trendy stores, and it was nothing but these old school Air Jordans, the same kind of shoes I used to wear back in the 80s.
It's weird, some of this stuff that's going on in the collecting world, because this is kind of what I'm really into, and I was talking to a bunch of collectors at that Russ Market. Old vintage shoe collectors are, yeah, you're walking in people's houses, and they have a old shoe collections. You know, I do figures, they, yeah, do shoes. It's weird, the shit that people are into.
Yeah, it is kind
of. I get, there's a lot of people who, shoes are not my thing, so I don't get it.
Right.
But the people that are into, they're spending a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, for a lot of people, shoes are a big thing. And yeah, if you're in the sneaker game especially, you probably have a favorite that you have. So I know a lot of people would say the Nike Air Jordans, those are big.
Yeah, the one dude has the Nike Air Jordans. He has them at his, he never wears them, but it's the first, yeah, thing you see when you walk into his house.
And you're talking about Vanilla Ice. Don't forget, this Friday, 6 p.m., is the Winterfest with Vanilla Ice in Wellington.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we'll go see his shoes in person.
You can see him wearing all this stuff, yeah. Yeah. The accessories, he goes with the Rolex Day-Date 40 and 18-karat gold. That's going to set you back $36,550.
Would you be comfortable wearing something like that? That's too much money to have on your body.
Yeah, not with everything we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Just jacking you.
Vanilla Ice, don't let them follow you home.
His hat, of course, the Vanilla Ice Cupid. That's his own brand that he does. $40, you can get those hats, flat billed. His hair care, the Got to Be Glued Styling Spiking Hair Glue. That's only $5 at Target, so you can get the same Vanilla Ice hair gel. His cologne, he goes with the Tom Ford Neroli Portofino Eau de Parfum. 100 milliliters is going to set you back $325 at Sephora.
Oh, it's the good stuff.
I guess, yeah. My wife always just gets me stuff, but I get just all kinds of random.
If it says eau de parfum, that means it's good. If it says eau de toilette, that means it's watered down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Toilette means like toilet water.
Does it?
And watch out if there's too much alcohol in certain products.
Yeah, because you can drink it.
It'll dry out.
Really? Okay.
That's what I hear. It's good going now.
Little tidbit there. Also, the sunglasses, Vanilla Ice does the Raoul sunglasses at Tom Ford for $375.
Do you have fancy-ass glasses? A pair?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. I do, but I got these from my daughter. My glasses were out, and they had broke, and she's like, well, here, Dad, you can have a pair of mine. And so she's like, just go ahead and keep them.
Let me see. Put them on.
What are they called?
They're Gucci.
Whoa, yeah, those are nice looking. Yeah. I can tell those are fancy.
Yeah, I can't tell you how much they, I don't know anything about them.
They look real good.
But can, yeah, I tell, but could I tell, if he said no, bro, they're actually gas station glasses. And I go, oh yeah, maybe, I don't know if I can tell the difference.
I can't, I'm not good with all this stuff. I don't, in fact, I'm more comfortable with those. Like I said, I only have those because they're given to me. So
I wonder how much those cost right there.
Don't worry. You paid for them.
I know, exactly. I pay for them in a roundabout way.
Do you think they're more than $500?
I don't know.
What do you think?
No, I don't think those are more than $500. I think those are in the $300 ballpark range.
Yeah.
How much are your fancy fuck glasses?
I have so many fancy fucks.
What's the most expensive?
The most expensive were given to me, and they were given to me. They're Tom Ford's. And they were $470.
See, I liked it because I remember that Jay-Z had come out of that Tom Ford song. I'm like, oh, man. And I started looking at Tom Ford. I'm like, I like that. It's, you know, it's kind of like James Bondish. It was really, like, clean and neat. And I'm like, I love it. I went into a store. I was looking around at the Tom Ford, and I saw the freaking prices on it. I'm like, I am not a Tom Ford guy. Oh, my gosh, dude. It was expensive. Like, you were talking just shirts and stuff like that, $300 to $500.
We're more Tom Arnold people.
Yeah. Yeah, I just can't. I have a definite price limit on any piece of clothing that I put on.
I'm the same way, brother. When it comes to, it's weird. There's certain things I will spend a lot of money on.
Yeah.
And there's certain things I will not. And clothing, it's one of those things where I probably won't.
Everything I get is bargain.
Would not have bought those for myself because that's just too much. I would have never spent that much on myself. But they were gifts.
What's the highest you would go?
I go in the 200s.
For glasses.
For myself. But I wouldn't go much higher than that.
Okay.
Because I lose them. You've seen me. I get drunk. I fall down.
I bought one.
I lost so many sunglasses at Sunfest. It's not even funny.
I bought a pair of, they were fancy to me. I mean, they weren't really that fancy. They were on sale. So they were about $100 at one of the stores at the outlet malls. And I loved them. They were red. So cool looking. I had them for an hour. Left it at the table at our event. My glasses. I was so
pissed.
That's
the worst, man.
I was
so pissed off. You do. There's a weird thing in the universe that if you get expensive glasses, you'll lose them right away. But if you get the gas station ones, you'll have them forever.
I know. All these fucking terrible glasses still have them.
Yeah. I had a pair I got off our promotions table, and those things were with me for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And one time they fell out of my shirt and they landed on a basketball court and shattered. That's how cheap they were. But I was so sad.
Was it those free Foster Grants?
Yeah.
Yeah. Foster Grant gave like
2.5 years I had them.
So many pairs for free. And they were nice.
I liked them. They were good enough
for
me.
They were real nice, I thought.
Good enough for me. When it comes to food and Vanilla Ice's style guide, his food is Jaya at the Satay. He likes Indian food. I guess that's how you pronounce that. Jaya, who knows what it's probably pronounced. But it's on Miami Beach. Yeah, he's I don't know if you know, he's vegan.
Oh.
Vanilla Ice doesn't eat meat.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
He's straight up vegs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a veg, but a veg.
Yeah, he's not a meat eater, so he likes Indian food. So he does that.
But he's not eating any animal product, it sounds like, then.
No. I've not seen him ever eat that, and I think he's pretty much straight up vegan. Also, for music, he goes with Bob Marley's Legend. He said that's just timeless music you can listen to anywhere, anytime, any place. So that'd be his. If we all put together our own style guide, what makes yours? Food music, I think, is easy enough. The style itself, if you had to pick out your favorite of each category, what would it be? And for me, that's the only problem. With sunglasses, whatever was given to me, cologne, whatever my wife puts in my thing, hair care, whatever hair club has. Hats, those I'm just buying for athletic teams. And you never know. It's about what hat fits you well.
You're so right. You could have a great looking logo and then you put it on your head and you look like a chef.
Yeah. Accessories, I don't do any.
Weed, does that count as an accessory?
That could be part of your style guide. Yeah, I think that would, you'd probably have to vamp. This is just what he'd have because a lot of these categories, I don't think we're passionate on. But yeah, you might have to throw in like your booze. And things like that. It just would be
like a rider almost.
Yeah. What are your categories? What would it be for you? What should the categories be? So, well, that was an interesting little discussion there. And on that, Jody had set this in. Said, "Yeah, I thought I heard one morning you guys have a KVJ vodka that is for sale. Did I hear that right? If so, where can I purchase it? I love you guys. Listen to you every morning."
Yes, our official KVJ vodka is Atoll, spelled A-T-O-L-L, and you can get it at Singer Island Liquors, you can get it at Liquor Delight up in Tequesta, or you can just go online and make it easy for yourself at mashandgrape.com.
Doesn't Liquor Delight almost sound like a liquor snack? Ooh, you want a Liquor Delight?
No, it sounds dirty, actually.
It does sound dirty.
After I just said...
Hey, Jaybird, would you like to lick her delight?
After I just said you want to lick her delight, you're right, that sounds real dirty.
It makes me want to go to that store and just sniff around.
Do you want to fuck a homeless guy?
Oh, gosh. Not as fun.
Very filthy today.
Very.
Yeah. All right, thank y'all for being here. Back again tomorrow with you. Goodbye.
This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Size matters, and Adult Video Warehouse's selection is huge. Come see what's new in lingerie, sexy toys, lubricants, and so much more. Check out their beautifully remodeled couple and female-friendly stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach, adultvideowarehouse.net.